While many have searched for the paranormal, few have successfully documented its presence. I've made it my life's work to seek out those extraordinary individuals who may be the evolutionary link in my studies regarding the other side. I am Dr. Dietman, and these are the Dietman Files. Case 13005, the curious case of Mr. Nasty. While I do believe that the field of paranormal study is one that should be explored, I also believe that amateurs should know their time and place. Broadhead Penitentiary has long since closed, left to time and the elements. It's unsafe, unstable, and altogether unsuited for paranormal investigation, despite what the current owners might say. There is a reason why true professionals have not been chomping at the bit to investigate such a location. Alas, some are far too eager for their 5 minutes of fame, rather than knowing when best to leave well enough alone.
Is this on? I can't tell if... Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, Justice Seekers. We are the Agency for Eternal Justice, and this is the Broadhead Penitentiary.
Come on, man. We're supposed to wait for Terry.
Well, it's been an hour, and he's still not here. We've got to get started. People are pinging us, asking us when we're starting.
He's going to be pissed.
Let him. We can't keep our viewers waiting. Like I was saying, this is the Broadhead Penitentiary. Construction on this impressive building started in the mid-1860s, but took a full 10 years to finish building. What year did it finish, Caitlin?
I believe it was 1876. Ooh, watch your step over here. Lots of tripping hazards. Old hanging wiring, too. Fun fact, though the prison was built for just shy of $400,000 in the late 1870s, that would be almost $11 million today.
Also, fun fact, something like 80 men died by hanging and another like 10 by electric chair at this prison.
Super fun fact.
Hey, that's what people want to know, isn't it?
Hey, they might like the historical stuff.
Yeah, sure, babe. Viewers, let us know in the comments. Do you want to know Caitlin's boring history facts or my grisly details?
Dudes, we really should have started earlier. It's already super dark, and we barely got to get cameras out to the paranormal hotspots before it was too dark to run more cable.
Yeah, this place is really dark, and there's broken glass all over the place. Hard to believe they charge so much money for a night to investigate this place and can't even really keep it safe.
Well, this place is really big, and it just became available to investigate. It's been private property for years, but hey, we all sign waivers.
That's reassuring.
This place was pretty expensive to come visit. Broadhead's board is trying to raise money for a new roof, so they plan to use the money from paranormal investigators to help pay for improvements and to maintain the building.
Yeah, it's just been designated a historic site, but that won't help it stick around for generations to come. Steven, drop the link in case some of our viewers want to donate or come and investigate this place for themselves.
Just one second. And there's the link.
Where do we want to start? What are the viewers saying?
From our walkthrough earlier, the boiler room looked pretty promising. That's where Mr. Nasty was supposed to be. Then there's the fourth floor balcony where someone was supposed to be hanged. There's the body chute tunnel that just seems creepy because it's called the freaking body chute.
And we can't forget the bathroom. There's been several videos online where people found evidence of the paranormal in the bathroom.
Hold up. To make it clear, we do not promote breaking and entering. It's bad. It's unsafe. And you will get arrested.
That's right, dudes. But I like to check out all the information I can about places in advance. And considering the owners just started allowing groups to come in, there wasn't a lot to go with.
I'm really interested in seeing the boiler room. But then again, the morgue was another place that our viewers are saying that we should check out sooner than later. Shout out to Flips the Cat for the coffins. Thank you. As a reminder, you can contribute to our investigations by gifting different emoticons. There's ghosts, bats, ghost hunting vans, etc.
Let's go to the boiler room first, then, if that's okay with you too, Manny.
Let's go, dudes. The moment I saw pictures of this place, I was in for everything. This has to be one of the coolest places we've investigated.
I don't know. Casual Corgi says it's cool and all, but they've seen dozens of places like this on other paranormal shows. Says we should go back to the abandoned amusement park.
No way. Dude, not after we had to go running because someone was on the property with us.
I agree. Ghosts, I can handle. People with potential weapons are scary.
You did get a cat out of it, though.
Yes, and she's the best cat ever. Skeets. I'll never forget her drinking out of puddles of water and eating our hot dogs. She's left that life behind.
So, we're heading to the boiler room? We talked about you getting sidetracked about cats, Manny.
Sorry, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was down this way.
What can you tell us about this infamous boiler room, Manny?
Dudes, it's majorly creepy. During the initial walkthrough with the property managers, I felt really creeped out down there. It's pretty far underground, though, so the radios won't work if we get separated.
No cell reception either?
Uh-uh. So we should probably stay together.
Hey, let me just send Terry a quick text. I don't know why he's so late, but if he gets here and he can't reach us, it won't help to have him wandering the building alone.
Yeah, it's super spooky. He could get scared.
I was thinking more about the noise interference if he's walking around and we don't know it, but sure, he can get scared.
Well, in typical fashion, we've gone the wrong way, I'm pretty sure. In the dark, none of this looks familiar to me.
Sorry, dudes. I think we took a right when we should have taken a left back there. But, to be honest, I'm all turned around here in the dark.
I think it's right this way. Just have to go down the stairs.
Wait.
Did you hear something? Is there anyone here with us?
What? No. It just occurred to me that if we go down to the boiler room and there's no reception, we're going to lose the live stream.
Right. Dang. I really want to check that out, dudes.
Hey, how about we go down and do a bit of recording? We can pop it online later for paid supporters. You know, like behind-the-scenes stuff?
Yeah, but the live stream.
What do you think, viewers? You want to hang out with Caitlin as she walks the hall alone? Maybe checks out the visitor's room?
What? No way. I am not staying up here.
I don't know, Caitlin. The viewers say you should do it.
Do it.
Damn it. Fine. If something happens to me, I am so breaking up with you for this, though.
You'll be fine. We're alone here. Or are we? Ooh.
I hate you so much.
Wait, hold on. If you're going to be up here all alone then, well, just give me a second.
Where's he going? Oh, shit!
Caitlin, come back. It's just Manny.
Manny!
Tara the Bard says you can really run, Caitlin.
When you think you're in a life or death situation, you better believe it.
Manny, did you just let the door slam? It had a lot of weight to it when I opened it. So if you just let it go, it's gonna scare the crap out of us. And by us, I mean Caitlin, who sees paranormal everywhere.
Yeah. My B, dude. I didn't know it was going to do that. The loud noise scared me, though, and I was running so fast. Nothing's going to even get through there now. Not even Terry if he shows up.
Cool. So he'll just scare the crap out of me by banging on the door.
Well, I'm sure the viewers watching the other cameras can let us know. Right, viewers? She's not really alone if she's got you.
Fine. Let's just get this over with.
I'm just going to record this on my phone. And then I can upload it later so our viewers can see what happened down there where reception was spotty. Alright, this is Steven saying goodbye for now, but stay tuned as we return momentarily.
Bye, guys. Okay. And now it's just me. Jeez, why do I always let them talk me into this stuff? Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Honestly, it's just easier if I keep talking. Yeah, yep. That's what I'm gonna do. At least I'm not talking to the air. I've got you all with me, viewers. Hello? Is anyone here with me? I'm Caitlin. I'm here with my friends, Manny and Steven. They're downstairs right now trying to make contact with the entity known as Mr. Nasty. Is there anyone there? If so, what's your name? Remember, viewers, sometimes things get picked up on the audio that I can't hear myself. You are my extra eyes and ears. Be sure to let me know if you get something I can't hear. They say that Mr. Nasty bullies the other spirits here, just like he was bullied when he was alive. Do you think my friends will find him?
No. I'm here.
Burr, it just got really cold. I think Manny had the digital thermometer. I'd really love to take some readings right now. If someone's here with me, can you give me a sign? Can you finish this knock? Oh, holy shit! Oh, sweet Jesus! That was loud. Oh, that was loud, loud, loud. Oh, I do not want to go investigate that. Oh, that definitely sounded like it came from the front door. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Okay. I'm okay. Hold on, maybe that was Terry. I said he was gonna scare the crap out of me. I'm coming, just give me a second. Damn, this door is really heavy. Come on, Terry, push it open. Terry? What the
Caitlin. Caitlin, what's going on? Are you okay?
Oh, Steven, it's just you. Damn it, I'm so jumpy.
Dude, are you good? As soon as reception hit, it's just a massive viewer messenger saying, don't open the door.
What?
Chat said something about a shadow at the door. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. There was just a bang. Two bangs, actually. I thought it was Terry, but...
No, the viewers watching the camera said that Terry's still not outside. But apparently a shadow showed up on camera.
That's unsettling. Hopefully the footage is clear. Maybe I'll go back down with you, and we can just pick up the live stream.
We're done.
What?
Yeah. Dude, we finished downstairs, got some cool stuff.
It was rats, I'm telling you.
No way. Dude, that was like ghost scratching.
It was rats.
Well then, why?
Guys.
What?
What do you mean you're done? You were down there for like 2 minutes.
No. We were down there for a solid 10 minutes. Would have stayed longer if the smell hadn't been so bad.
Yeah, it was nasty. It smelled like soap.
Guys, look at your phones! What time is it?
What? It's 12.
12:13?
Yeah. And we started the live stream just after midnight.
I know that can't be right.
Dude, just check the video footage.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just check the video recording. What the hell?
What's wrong, dude?
The video footage, it's... I don't know, it's corrupted. Look, it's just static.
That's super weird.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Let's keep it going. We can check this stuff out later. Right, viewers?
Let's just stick together, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Probably better to keep audio contamination low anyhow. So, what's next?
Let's check the chat. Rumor Maccabee says let's head straight to the morgue. It's bound to have good stuff. And maybe...
Maybe what?
And maybe more banging on metal doors?
Yeah, that's totally what I want.
Hey, if that's what the viewers want, that's what the viewers get. Be sure to like and subscribe, everyone. We're off to the morgue.
Man, if it's this dark in the medical wing where there are a lot of windows, Can you imagine what it's going to look like in the cell block where there are, like, only little tiny windows?
It'll be spooky, dude. Alright. I think we're getting closer now. This is all starting to look a little bit more familiar, I think. Right, Steven?
To be honest, it's getting so dark. Even I'm getting a little bit turned around myself.
Hold still and let me take a look. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Oh, wait. We're here.
It looks like nobody has been up here in ages.
For all of our viewers that just joined us, we've now made it into the morgue. Here, deceased prisoners were kept until they could be carted out through the underground tunnel, also known as the body chute.
Mohammed Dillon wants to know why they would use a body chute to take the corpses out. Great question. Some people say that it was actually just used to bring in supplies safely. You know, so that the trucks parked further away had less of a chance to escape. But some say they didn't want to lower morale of the entire penitentiary. Imagine being a prisoner here, and bodies going by you day by day.
There were several outbreaks of sickness, and this was considered one of the unsafest places of confinement in its time. It's a great example of a prison where the guards lost control, and the prisoners held all of the power. Rumor has it that the guards used to pay for their own protection.
Whoa, check this out. These things are old. I wonder if there's anything in them. To think we're the first authorized investigators to come and investigate this place. The first. Steven, point the camera over here so we can get the first look recorded.
Don't worry. You got it, Manny. Let's get started. I'm excited to finally be convinced that paranormal exists.
Babe, you know that if you come into this with an unwilling mind, you basically manifest it. We should call you Mr. Anti-Paranormal at that point. Come to think of it, most of my paranormal experiences have been away from you.
I think that's just a matter of believing what you want to believe. But when faced with logic and rational thinking, the monsters you suspect just become shadows and objects on the wall. Don't worry, Caitlin. I'll check under your bed to make sure there's no monsters.
Cut it out, Steven. I know where you sleep.
Find a spot to stay in so that we can start without too much noise pollution. It's, pretty dirty in here.
Can do. Let's do an EVP session, and then I can roll some of those ghost hunting dice. Maybe we can get some evidence down here.
I'm going to start an EVP session, okay? This is Manny, Caitlin, and Steven from the Agency for Eternal Justice, here in the Broadhead Penitentiary. Caitlin and I will be asking questions, while Steven monitors our followers on livestream and rolls some ghost hunting dice. Why do we use these sets of dice in our investigations, you ask? Well, that's a great question. Each one has a letter on them, and we will be looking for responses from sentient beings via EVP and through responses from the dice.
Is anyone here with us?
No response that I see in the dice.
Earlier today, we learned about a prisoner who had been bullied by others here, and ultimately, he became an informant to the warden. They say that once the prisoners found out, they teamed up to kill him on the way back from the cafeteria.
Is that really true?
It's hard to say. Since it was an internal thing, it wasn't exactly something that made the papers. People died here all the time. Conditions were really poor. But the property manager said that it was the only one consistent story they heard from the other workers here.
Huh, interesting. Did anyone ever, you know, actually get in trouble for it?
Nah, apparently no one ever fessed up to it, and everyone who was punished was willing to just accept it. That's how much they wanted this guy dead.
Sucks for him.
Well, you know what they say.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I was going to say, snitches get stitches, but that's true too.
They call the spirit Mr. Nasty. Mr. Nasty, are you here with us?
The dice say yes.
Mr. Nasty, if you're here with us, is there something you want us to know?
Manny, I'm not seeing anything here. Wait.
M-U-R-D-E-R spells murder, Steven.
Audio tag. I moved over to see the dice. It definitely spells murder. Dudes, I'm getting pretty creeped out.
Spirit, are you confirming that you were murdered? Or do you want to murder one of us?
I'm pretty sure that M-A-N-N-I isn't a coincidence here. But that's not how you spell Manny. That ends with a Y.
What the?
Guys, why don't we try another piece of equipment and see if we can get some other types of evidence? I'm sure nothing is trying to murder Manny here, and that it was totally just a coincidence.
Dictionary mode.
Okay, we're going to try an ovulus next. This device picks up a variety of elemental factors in order to manifest words that a spirit is trying to convey.
Is there anything you want us to know?
Hello.
See, Manny, you're freaking out for no reason.
Murder. Run. Manny. Death. Die. Die.
Okay.
Die.
Let's
die.
Turn it off and
die.
Get out of here.
Die.
Dudes, I'm pretty freaked out right now. Let's go try somewhere else.
No way, man. The viewers say we should stay. This is where the activity is. Besides, you want to convince me of the paranormal, right? Why would we go running away now?
Easy for you to say. The dice and the obvious didn't just say that Mr. Nasty wants to kill you.
Manny, I still think you're overreacting, but here's a crystal I got in Sedona. The woman who sold it said it would turn black if you were in danger, and it would absorb the nearby evil.
Caitlin, besides the fact I think crystals are, you know, complete and utter bullshit, isn't that crystal already black?
Well, that definitely can't be good.
Maybe it's just some type of ploy where they count on you buying a ton of crystals and then eventually turn black, making you think you're always in some type of paranormal danger.
I'm not so sure that's the case, Steven.
Hold on, I'm looking at the chat. DragoBall1 says, this is definitely the case, and even sent a link to crystals that change color in different temperatures. It's gotten kind of cold here, so that totally makes sense that it would change now.
I don't know, dudes. It's getting super creepy, and I'm not sure, but I think one of those, like, body freezer doors is moving. I swear I can see the light reflecting off the metal.
Caitlin, I bet there's no way you'd get in one of these morgue beds and let us push you in it with a flashlight.
You'd be fucking right, Steven.
What about you, Manny? If gods and games masters say that they would legit send us a ghost hunting van if you agree to go in?
Isn't that worth like $100 or something?
$100? Manny, do you have any concept of money?
Dude, I'm down. We need a new van.
He says it's gonna be a used one.
Whatever. As long as it has AC.
Let's see how long you can last without chickening out. Huh, Manny? Maybe we can get some funds for our website for each minute you stay. What do you say, viewers?
I feel like you're gonna make me stay for a long time, but without viewers' support, we couldn't come and visit these places. So, I guess I'm down. I wish that Terry was around here. Actually, no, never mind. That dude would totally convince you to lock me in.
We would never. Safety first, okay? We'll be right here, Manny. I'll put a camera in there with you, and we'll have an EVP going out here. If it starts to get too bad, just say the safe word, and we'll pull you right out. You remember what it is, right?
Yes, it's pineapple.
Good, let's do this, yeah?
All right, just leave it cracked a little bit. I want to make sure that I have plenty of air. I'm a living, breathing person going in this thing. They probably weren't even made for things that were alive.
I hope there's no mold or insects in there. You're braver than I am, Manny.
Oh, wait, bugs? I didn't think of that. Maybe I should...
Hold still. I'm gonna push you in.
Okay, 5 minutes, starting now. Go ahead and ask some questions, Manny. The door's cracked, and we'll be right here.
That's right, viewers. Thanks to a generous contribution, we have lead investigator Manny in the morgue bed. As many as 2,373 people died in 5 years. Each of their bodies resting temporarily in this very room.
We're going to be using an EMF detector, a flashlight, and a device that monitors strange temperature fluctuations. Go ahead, Manny.
Is anyone here with us? When you died, were you placed in here too?
No response. I'm not seeing anything responding.
Keep going, Manny.
Mr. Nasty, are you here with us?
Still nothing. But to all our viewers out there, sometimes this is what you get. Sometimes you come across an area where there's no response, and that's part of being an investigator.
That's for sure. We've investigated several places that just seem to use made-up haunted stories as a means of tourism.
Mr. Nasty, we thought maybe you were here with us in the boiler room. Are you here now? Do you have anything you want us to know?
Well, Manny, I think you're in luck. I don't think there's anything to worry about here. We're not getting any evidence of the paranormal.
All right, dudes. I'm going to try something I normally don't do. I'm going to try provoking the spirits here. I ain't scared of no ghosts.
Okay, if that's what we've come to, then I'm out of here. You know how I feel about provoking spirits.
Backroom Carnival says he's ready to send $100 if he goes for it, though. Caitlin, we need these donations to be able to keep investigating these places. It was like $3,000 to come here tonight.
Mr. Nasty, I bet you're called that because you smelled bad. You better say or do something, or else my team and all of our viewers are going to know the truth about you.
It's not even working. We should just get out of here and try a different room.
The flashlight is blinking. Three long, three short. What does that mean? Viewers, can you Google that for us?
The temperature has dropped 12 degrees since we walked in, and we're also seeing spikes in the EMF detector. I've got a really bad feeling about this.
Matt Maggie says that this is the signal for SOS.
Do you think another spirit is trying to tell us something? Or do you think it's Mr. Nasty telling Manny he's in danger?
All right, dudes. Sounds like my sign to get the heck out of here. Has it been 5 minutes yet, Steven?
Steven? Steven, do you see that over there?
1 second. I'm trying to check something.
Steven? Steven!
What the fuck is that? It looks like some kind of...
Guys, this isn't funny. What's going on? Open the door. Let me out of here. Guys, this isn't funny. What was that noise? This is a joke, right? This has to be a joke. Pineapple! Pineapple! Guys? WTF, this isn't funny. Well, let me see if I can hear what they said before they abandoned me here. Here we go. Please be a joke. They sound really scared. Guys? Guys? Are you out there? Viewers? Can you tell me what's happening? Wait. You don't have the footage out there. I have the camera. Guys, let me out. I think my camera is dying. Oh no, please. Not now. This is not a good time for a battery to die. And I don't have an extra in here. Dang it. My headlamp is starting to die too? I've never had batteries drain like this before. Dudes! Please, let me out of here. I'm scared. I can't breathe. Please!
In the field of paranormal research, everyone is an amateur at some point. However, I think the current generation does not see the value in seeking mentorship. The prevalence of the supernatural in much of the media has made it easy for just about anyone to set off seeking the unknown. with little preparation and plenty of disregard. But the unknown is just that, and it is dangerous. In the case of the Agency for Eternal Justice, I fear that they were caught up in the idea of what could be, rather than taking the necessary precautions for what really is. The Broadhead Penitentiary is an incredibly dangerous building. I wish their team all the best, but judging from the final footage they had transmitted, well, Agency for Eternal Justice, you will certainly be remembered, at the very least.
This episode featured guest writer Terry Crew. This episode featured Dr. Zane as Dr. Deepman, Manny Hishma as Manny, Tara Clapper as Caitlin, and Matt Mayayanas as Steven. Special thanks to our editors Terry Crew, Corey Matson, and Ben Carhart. Audio mixing provided by Scrubcast. To sign up for alerts or for the link to the Deepman Files Discord community, please visit thedeepmanfiles.com. Until next time, investigators, happy hauntings!